Wellington County, big changes could be coming to Ridewell to accommodate increasing demand and future funding challenges. While the county previously expected to receive $154,943 from the Ministry of Transportation Ontario, MTO, between January 2024 and March 2025 to complete the Ridewell pilot project, a report by Dillon Consulting coming to the Economic Development Committee later this week said an additional $227,196 has been secured, bringing the total up to $382,139. This funding will support accommodating increased service rates, addressing future expansions in service hours, and using a consulting company to assess service performance and aid long-term planning to attract more riders to the service. As this funding must be used before the pilot project finishes, it's recommended council identify the cost-benefit of implementing a dedicated service in Centre Wellington and work with the municipality to identify a funding strategy for the service and reduce the cost to the county to find long-term sustainable solutions. In the short term, the report recommends implementing a zone structure with dedicated vehicles, adding a vehicle to increase the availability for cross-zone trips, increasing the travel times for cross-boundary trips, Uber integration and call center support, and IVR functionality. Any remaining grant funding will be used to increase service hours to include evening and/or weekend service. Going forward, the report said the county needs to consider whether to prioritize providing accessible and direct trips to all residents or provide a service where there is the potential for high demand but requires passengers to travel to a fixed route stop. Keeping this in mind, the report presents three options to improve ridership. Increase the number of service hours and continue to operate a door-to-door service across the entire county. Change the focus of the service to the dense communities while providing a similar or lower level of service in the rural areas. Change the service model to a fixed route service focused on the inter-community connections between the densest communities in the county. These recommendations were based on the results of a community engagement survey that found Ridewell's on-time performance and average wait times have worsened, increasing both no-show and abandoned trips, and concluded the on-demand model will not help resolve this as demand grows. According to the survey, only 58% of residents surveyed were familiar with Ridewell and 2.86% said they currently rely on public transit to get around the community. Peak travel times occur between 6 a.m. and 5 p.m. with nearly 50% of trips starting or ending in Fergus and 34-42% of trips having an origin or destination within Guelph, Aramosa and Elora. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.